Like a ghost, you just walked through the wall of the original St. James Church. It ran from partly up the block to the far corner and jutted out slightly into Market Street. The church's design proved too big for the lot that was donated, so the legislature agreed to let the grounds extend 30 feet into the street. The Gazette issue quoted earlier tells of a bit of political theater in the older part of the cemetery up 4th Street during the 1765 Stamp Act protests. Another large group produced an effigy of Liberty, which they put into a coffin and marched in solemn procession with it to the churchyard. Acting as if to bury it, they thought it advisable to check its pulse. Then they gave it a place of honor in an armchair before a bonfire amid great rejoicings on finding that Liberty still had an existence in the colonies. Some sources suggest earthworks were brought right up to the church by the Patriots in 1776. This seems possible given that at the time it was part of the official Church of England and the colonial pastor had resigned that year. Local traditions that the British desecrated it come from an 1843 church publication that doesn't cite its sources. It claims, "The enclosure of the graveyard was removed and burnt, while the church itself was stripped of its pews and other furniture and converted, first into a hospital for the sick, then into a blockhouse for defense against the Americans, and finally into a riding school for the dragoons of Tarleton." Lieutenant Colonel Banastre Tarleton was Cornwallis's cavalry commander. Look at the sidewalk behind the fence, running from the church building on the right and turning right behind that. Just past the sidewalk corner is the grave of Cornelius Harnett, an area merchant. Harnett was perhaps the key political leader of the American Revolution in North Carolina. A longtime member of the colonial and then state legislatures, he led area protests against the actions of Parliament. These included an armed march on Royal Governor William Tryon's home in Brunswick Town in 1766 and the burning of Fort Johnston 10 years later. He presided over the creation of the Halifax Resolves that declared North Carolina support for independence and was the first person to read the U.S. Declaration of Independence to the general public in the state. Harnett was captured by Craig's troops and supposedly carried to the bullpen across a horse like a sack of flour. He died from illness contracted there at age 58. His epitaph, which he wrote on his deathbed, suggests he was a deist rather than a follower of formal religion. "Slave to no sect, he took no private road, but looked through nature up to nature's God." Harnett County is named for him, and Harnett Street in Raleigh. You can read more about him by following the link at the end of this section to a short biography. Please use the walking instructions and then the audio clip under Fortifications on the Hill.